Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Today we are going to talk about a topic that is probably one of the first things that I hear entrepreneurs complain about when it comes to running, building, growing, and maintaining a business. And that is getting the support that you want in your brand, okay? I'm gonna give everyone a second to get on. I'm gonna give y'all a second to tag y'all friends in. But lack of support is one of the biggest complaints that I hear so many entrepreneurs talk about when it comes time to really getting their businesses out there. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about support, all right? And how to get the support that you want and the mindset that you actually have to have when you feel like you're not getting the actual support that you should be getting in your business, all right? All right, so first and foremost, let me just say this. One of the most discouraging things that I think that entrepreneurs deal with is not getting the response from their audience that they believe they should get, all right? How many of you all have ever started a business, or you remember when you initially started your business and you were expecting an overwhelming amount of support from people, and then you roll it out, you make an announcement, or you send out your email, or you follow your launch strategy, okay? And it's crickets, okay? You don't get the response that you thought that you were gonna get. Just go ahead and drop an emoji in the chat if you've ever experienced that. And let me just say this, this is a safe space. And when I do lives, you all know that I'm always coming from a space of we've all been there. So let's not act like we haven't. I have been there. Let me start it off. Ronnie Brown has been there. I've launched something in the past and I did not get the response that I thought I would get. So how many of us are brave enough to say, listen, drop an emoji if you have experienced that in business before, okay? Well, let me just say, we are in an era where everyone is waking up and they're realizing that the best thing that they can probably do for themselves is start to try to create some sort of passive income, some sort of side hustle, something on the side for themselves. All right. And many of you all have gotten to that place because you're tired of exchanging time for money. You're tired of living check to check, right? You're tired of living your life on someone else's time. You want your freedom back. You want your time back. You want time with your family. You want to live a certain life. And you just know that what you're doing right now is just not going to cut it for you. So you start a side business, okay? And you launch it. And you do not get the response that you initially thought that you would get. All right, so what do you do? Let's start there. Because we can go into talking about, well, why they don't support, why they show you the love that, you know, you feel like you should get. We can go down that rabbit hole, but I wanna talk about solutions. How many of you all understand that the best way to solve a problem is to focus on the solution and what you learn from something versus the actual problem? All right, comment in the chat if you know and understand that. Well, the first thing I want to stress to y'all best friends is that you are going to launch some things and you're not going to get the response that you want sometimes. And the truth is, it is literally a part of development. It is a part of growth. As you all know, my name is Ronnie Brown. If you're new here, somebody may have told you to get on this live, but I develop brands for a ton of entrepreneurs behind the scenes. I do brand development and I help a lot of entrepreneurs grow and scale their businesses online in an authentic way. Okay. I've worked with hundreds and thousands of entrepreneurs to take their brands from some from $2,000 a month to, you know, they're now at $70,000 a month. Shout out to my girl last week who, you know, was growing her business and her brand is now at $70,000 a month. And I'm so proud of her. Shout out to Laura Foods. Shout out to Lainey who was on here. Lainey came to me when she was making probably $3,000 to $5,000 a month. She's now making over $50,000 a month. Just so many different women. Long story short, what you want to do when things don't truly take off for you is I want you all to evaluate a few things. This is one of the first things that I want you to ask yourself when you do not get the response that you want to get in business, okay, with your launch. The first thing I want you to ask yourself is, did I do a premature launch? Write this down. Did I do a premature launch? Did I do a premature launch? And if you are going to be playing this back and listening to this on my podcast, I'll add this to my podcast. Make sure you come over to my page at Ronnie Brown, R-O-N-N-E, Brown, like the color, okay? And just let me know how this podcast actually blessed your life. And make sure you follow the Girl CEO podcast after this at Girl CEO podcast, all right? Did you do a premature launch? Did I do a premature launch? Now, the next question that many of you all are going to say or going to ask is, well, what is a premature launch? How do I know that this was a premature launch? Well, I want to share a few things that will give you that answer. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? All right. Come on, best friends. Let's write it out. Okay. So the first thing that normally happens when we do not get the support that we think that we should get is we come to the realization that we've actually done a premature launch. And what that means is that you've launched too soon. All right. You've launched too soon. And when is too soon? What does that look like? All right. So let's kind of go through a few things. The first thing that I always ask people when it comes to launch is, how long did you plan out this launch before you actually went in and decided that you were going to launch a business? All right. Right now I run one six-figure brand that I just launched a little over a year ago, which is Herlistic. And then I run 2 7-figure companies. Okay. So the first thing that I want to stress is that you want to make sure that you're not doing a premature launch when you're launching. Now, what does this look like? The first thing I'm going to ask you all is, did you fully prepare for your launch? Meaning, did you give your audience enough time, okay, to even become aware of what you were actually putting out there? Now, the next question is going to be, well, Ronnie, how much time should I give them? Well, the first mistake that so many entrepreneurs make when it comes to launching is that they actually give people too much time, right? They'll start advertising 3 months, 6 months, okay, 7 months, a year before their actual launch date. And when we start doing stuff like this, people become extremely confused. They also get extremely bored. And then they go from boredom to a space of, okay, just do it. Why don't you? All right. Because you continue to talk about it, but we don't see anything, right? We need to see something. So what I normally tell my students when, you know, they are in my brand rehab program is that we want to make sure that we are doing a launch no more than 6 weeks out. right? That will give you an opportunity to preserve the excitement, do a different initiative every single week, okay? Get people pumped about it, get your creative juices flowing, and then map out a strategy plan according to what it is that you're gonna launch. So we wanna make sure that we're not dragging it out too long, all right? Write that down. We're not gonna drag it out too long, okay? The second thing I wanna ask you is, before you even think about doing a launch, and this will probably go before the actual time frame, is have you truly found your niche, your lane, your voice, and your authenticity? Let me just tell y'all, I meet with so many entrepreneurs and growing their businesses. And when I meet with them, it is 100% not a reflection of who they are when I meet them in person, okay? Y'all ever experienced that? You see somebody online and they have a certain personality or they're a certain way online, but then you meet them in person and you're like, this can't be the same person that I thought I was following, because this ain't the personality. Like, this just not it, okay? One of the things that I will stress is that many of you all are launching brands that are not even true to yourselves. They are not a reflection of your personality. They are not a reflection of what you believe in. They're not a reflection of how you talk, how you network, how you socialize, any of those things. You are not showing up in the marketplace the same way that you are showing up in this brand or in this business, okay? And when it comes to building trust and being able to operate in flow, the only way that you would be able to operate in flow in a way that you are confident and secure is when you are being authentic, when you are being true to self, when you are showing up the way you are. People always ask, Ronnie, how did you build your community? Well, let me say this. I am me all the time. I don't have to tone switch. I don't have to change my voice. I don't have to pretend to be cool with people to get things. There are no hidden agendas with me because I've actually done the work to build my community. And I am 100% authentic in my space. What I have noticed is that there is this lie, this myth, this bullcrap that is going around, and a lot of entrepreneurs are being told that they need to portray a certain image online, that they need to talk a certain way, that they need to specialize in something that they are not even good at because this is what is selling at the moment, instead of telling them to do what they actually enjoy, to make money being themselves, okay? I help entrepreneurs get paid to be themselves, right? Because I get paid to be myself. And when we start operating from a space of getting paid to be ourselves, there is no stopping us, okay? Because let me just tell you, no one can be you like you. And the biggest complaint I hear from entrepreneurs is that everyone is doing this. Everyone is doing that. How many of you all hear that? Comment in the chat. Everyone is doing this. Everyone has done this. Everyone is doing that. How am I going to do it when I just feel like everybody is doing it? Okay. Well, let me give you an example. There isn't a person online right now that has a company, and this is just my opinion, all right, that you can't get online and they aren't somewhere trying to sell a course. Somebody's going to tell you they're a coach. Somebody's going to tell you that they can help you build your Shopify. Somebody's going to help you do this. Somebody's going to help you do that. There are a million people that are now experts at different things, okay? You're going to see it. Why am I not worried? Don't you think that if I'm scrolling on Instagram and I'm seeing a million experts today, and everyone teaches branding, all right, or everyone teaches public speaking or whatever it is that's in my lane, don't you think that I would be shaking in my boots? All right. Shouldn't I be shaking in my boots? No. You know why? Because my secret sauce is my authenticity. And your secret sauce is your authenticity. The way you talk, the way you build, the way you connect with people, you are going to stand out with your authenticity. Your authenticity is going to be the thing that sets you apart from everybody else who is in your lane. Let me tell you how I know this is true. I have been in business for over 11 years. I have built multiple seven-figure brands at this point, okay? Let me just stress, not one time have I had or even positioned myself to beg for supporters or ask people to go and promote my stuff. I've never had to do that. And the reason being is because I have showed up as my authentic self. And because I've showed up as my authentic self, my audience will promote me on my behalf, okay? The people who have worked with me, all right, they will promote me on my behalf because I'm true to myself and they have developed a relationship with me. So what I want to tell you is that when you are true to yourself, right? And when you have a connection with your audience, they will support you and promote you on your behalf, and you won't have to run around here hustling and bustling and trying to get people to buy into you, because they will buy into you organically, okay? So the second thing that we're stating is, am I being authentic? Am I being myself? Am I selling something, a product or a service that I truly believe in, that aligns with my values? Because when we are not, let me just stress this, okay? Every time I've worked with someone in business and they've appeared uncomfortable, they've appeared uneasy, okay? They've appeared uncertain. Every single time, how many of you all can 100% relate to this? Every single time I've worked with someone and I can feel the anxiety, okay? I can feel that they are so uncomfortable. It has been because of one thing. One thing. And that one thing is, they are not confident in themselves because they are not doing, all right? They are not doing something that they are 100% comfortable in. And 9 times out of 10, they are not comfortable with it because they don't feel like in their hearts that they are truly an expert in that thing. And when we do not feel like we are an expert and we are not a person who can lead in a certain area, we're always in a space of uncertainty. We're always questioning ourselves. We're always thinking that people are looking at us in a way that they're not even looking at us in. You will start hearing voices in your head saying, these people don't believe you. They know that you aren't an expert in this, right? They're not going to buy anything from you. Don't launch it. Don't put yourself out there. Don't promote this, right? They're tired of seeing your posts, okay? They're tired of seeing you promoting your business. And the truth is, you start to believe bull crap that's not actually true, because no one told you that they were tired of seeing your posts. No one said that they were tired of seeing you promote yourself. But you do not believe in yourself, because what you are selling and what you are offering in the marketplace is not something that is true to you, okay? This is why. Because you're not flowing in your authentic place. But when I have realized, okay, what the problem was, I'm like, hey, what are you really good at? What do you really like to do? What do you really love to talk about? Let me just tell y'all. I love speaking. I could speak all day. I could talk. I have a podcast. My podcast is successful because this is something that I'm actually good at, right? I could do it all day long. Okay. But when I really tap in and say, what are you good at? And they start to tell me, then I can see. I'm like, oh my God, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? And then we make the necessary adjustments and immediately I start to see their brands grow. I'm waving at some of y'all. All right. I start to see their brands start to grow. All right. So I want you all to ask yourselves, am I being true? Melanie Oates is on here. All right. Melanie was one of those students. I'm like, Melanie, I think you should be doing this. Something in my spirit is telling me that this is your lane. This is your thing. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And Melanie was like in a space of where, oh, let me tell you about this space before we go to the third thing. It is a space of I've already done this and I've already put this out to my audience. Okay. And I don't want to backtrack. So I am literally holding myself hostage in this space because I've already presented myself as this person, this brand, this expert, and I don't want my audience to think that I'm flaky. I don't want to pivot, right? Well, let me just say this. If you work with me or you've ever been a part of my brand rehab program, then you better know and understand that we will make you pivot. I'm going to make you pivot. And 90% of the students that I've worked with who have decided, okay, I'm going to listen and I'm going to pivot, their businesses are seeing massive success right now, right? Let me give you an example. I want you all to go look at Blourish, okay? Blourish, when she first enrolled in my program, she was showing people how to use flowers, right? How to use flowers to create content and how content can just be different if you have different props and drops and all that type of stuff, okay? And she enrolled in my program and I'm like, girl, what is this? This isn't it, right? This isn't the direction that we're going in. Okay, Blourish. And I'm like, this isn't it. Okay. Anyway, we changed the whole company direction. I was like, this is not a content creation company. This is not about creating content. This company is not about, you know, backdrops and props and flowers and all that type of stuff for your business. This is a Black owned floral company. All right. Somebody tag them in the chat. I'm like, this is not what we're doing. This is going to be a Black owned floral company. And guess what? She was so uncomfortable in that space because she was not being true to her. She wasn't a teacher on content and social media props and shooting videos and decor for your background. That was not her thing. But what she was good at is creating beautiful arrangements. And I said, we are turning this company into a Black-owned floral company, and you're going to deliver flowers to people and you're going to make beautiful arrangements, all right? And then you are going to stick to this lane. Well, today, you know, she was recently, her company is blowing up. She's been on Good Morning America. I mean, everyone in Atlanta is using her services. Her products are just flying off the shelf. Everyone is booking her. She called me. She's like, oh my gosh, it's taking off. It is easy peasy. And so many of you all are under the impression that you have to do something so big, so extravagant, right? Or that you have to be this expert or this coach and all these things. And I want to reassure you that it is probably the smallest, most simple thing that you can adjust in your business that will take your business to new heights, right? some of you all, you're battling with not getting the visibility and not getting seen as a child. So you just want attention. You just want to be on the stage, right? You just want to talk in front of people. You just want people to notice you. But there is another whole gift that, you know, is within you that people aren't even aware of. And if you get out of just being seen and focusing on creating a solution that's going to help other people, then your business will scale. All right. Okay. All right. Let's go to the third thing. All right. Make sure y'all keeping track. All right. If you're listening to this podcast, because it's going to be a podcast as well, I want you all to make sure that you come on over and follow the Girl CEO podcast. Make sure you're also following us at Girl CEO INC on Instagram. Once again, that's Girl CEO INC, because y'all know I have a country accent. I'm from DC. Okay. Make sure y'all come and follow us. But let's go into the next thing. What are some other things that you're probably doing when you're not getting the support that you actually want? Okay. Well, here's another big thing that I see that goes completely wrong when people launch and they don't get the support that they actually want to get. They beg. All right. They beg, they beg, they beg, and they beg again. Have you ever, and I want you all to think, have you ever purchased, have you ever gone into your purse, pulled out your wallet, took out your card, and bought something that a person was begging you to buy? Have you ever? Let me be honest with you guys, I've never purchased something that someone has begged and harassed me to purchase. You know why? Because if they're begging me to do it, if they're harassing me about it, if they're calling me, if they're DMing me nonstop, if they're doing that to me, then 90% of the time, there is really no value there, right? Okay? There's truly no value there. If I've had to beg them, or if they've had to beg me, the first thing that I think when someone is begging me to buy something from them is that this has to be some straight trash, because ain't nobody buying it. If you're begging me, then no one is buying it. Because if it was in high demand, you would be sold out. If it was in high demand, then any and everybody would have already bought it. You won't have to beg, right? Okay. Now, what does this look like? Let me give you an example. It looks like you saying, hey, can you do me a favor and buy this? Can you do me a favor? I'm trying to hit this point. I see people online saying that they need a favor. How have you gotten to a place in your life or business where you want to align a favor with me pulling out my debit card and spending money? That's not a favor. You're a bill. All right. That's not a favor. Begging and bugging. Now, this is something that I was always 100% against. And let me just tell you all, y'all know I've been in the direct sales industry. I've sold products for companies, all those things. I have never slid into anyone's DM asking them to buy anything from me. Because what I want you to do is the exact opposite. And you all know that if I come on here and I'm talking to you, I'm always going to come with value, right? Whatever it is that you're offering to people, if it is actually good, if the quality is actually there, and if it's actually worth the investment, then you are going to make it so sexy, so marketable, so irresistible, that if people do not buy it, then they feel like they are missing out. Okay? Let me say that one more time. Come on, best friends, flow with me here. If what you are offering is really good, you are going to find a creative way to make it so sexy, so marketable, so irresistible, that if they don't buy it, they are going to feel like they are missing out. Let me give you an example. For the last 3 weeks, I think that we, for my plant-based beauty and self-care brand, we have been completely sold out of our candles, okay? People have been messaging me, all right? People have been DMing me. They're like, when is it coming back in stock, right? And I think we found like 5 or 6 that we put on the website or something, and we found them at the warehouse. I'm like, okay, just add them. But if you all have been watching me close enough, right? Something that I've been doing is you've been seeing me constantly show our new candles that are coming out, right? Our new holistic candles, very modern, very sleek, very sexy. They smell so good. They light your whole house up, right? You all have been seeing me plug these candles into all of my reels, all of my marketing, all of my self-care, you know, Sunday videos. And everyone's like hitting me up. They're like, when in the hell are we going to get these candles in this packaging? Because I want this one. After I burn the candle, I'm going to put this inside of it. It's so cute for my decor in my house. I don't see them on the website. Where are they at? Right? If you realize, and they, yes, they have 2 wicks. Okay. But what I've done is continuing to show them and allowing people to see me use them, creating the demand, creating the, well, when are we going to have access to them? And now you all want this one. Okay. Now let me give you the psychology behind it. There's another candle that was on our website that was just glass with a little screw on top, but this is a limited edition, right? Okay. They don't want that one anymore. They want this packaging. Okay. And it's not available. It's not available. Okay. When will it be available? It's going to be available Friday. So make sure y'all mark your calendars for Friday. It's going to launch on Friday. Y'all will have access to these on Friday. But the point of this lesson is that for the last 60, probably about 60 days, 30 days, I have been showing the use, showing the decor, showing it sitting in my room, showing it sitting on top of my fireplace, showing how I have it on my bookstand in my room, showing it in my living room, showing how the top comes off, right? Showing that it's double wick, showing that it's burning, how I'm lighting it, showing it, and it's creating the demand. If I was in your DM, all right, and I was sending pictures of this in your DM saying, you need to buy this, you need to hurry up, all right, can you do me a favor and get this? Can you do me a favor? Y'all, please, I'm really trying to hit this goal. Would y'all have gotten this? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I'm almost 100% certain that you probably wouldn't have. But what I'm going to say is, oh, you better turn your alerts on for Friday at noon because it will be gone. And I know it will, right? I know it will because it's beautiful. It smells so good, right? It blends in with all your furniture, okay? It's a vibe. You can put it with your books, on your tables, your book stands. It's going to step it up to the next level. That's what I'm going to say. And then I'm going to let you see me using it. Right? So let me just stress, not only do I have 2 companies that I run and I sell products with, but I show you all how I market because I want you to win. I want you to take these things and I want you to think about them, but also apply them to your own business so that you can make money and you won't be out here begging people to buy things from you. Okay? Because that's not what we want to do. We don't want to beg. Because the minute we start begging, we automatically lose. The value begins to depreciate immediately when we are begging. Okay? So what do we do? How many of you all wrote this down? We are going to make it as sexy, as marketable, as irresistible as possible so that people actually want to go get it. All right. Not begging, right? You ever see people saying, oh, we only have 5 left. We got 10 left. We got 15 left. Hurry up. Selling out fast. Right. And then the next day they're saying the same thing. Well, I thought you only had 5 left. All right. I thought you only had 10 left. I thought you only had 2 spots left. If you continue to say that, then it's only a matter of time where people are going to realize that you're full of shit and that you have hundreds of spots left and that you have hundreds of products left because no one actually bought anything from you to begin with. All right. That's another common mistake with a launch that goes wrong. Okay. Did you make it so that people want it? Okay. Have you took them to a place where they feel like they need it? All right. Have you gotten them there? All right. You got to take them through the journey. All right. When I picked up the candle, what did I say? I said, look at it. It's so white and bright and the branding and the engraving on the packaging and it smells so good. And then after you finish using it, you can even put little things in the inside for storage and still use it as home decor. And it will blend in anywhere. And it is just so modern and so luxurious. All right. This is the one that you actually want. You want to get it because it's limited edition, because it's not going to be out forever, right? It's not going to be around for a long time. That is the marketing that we're going with. Imagine this on your white bookshelf. Imagine this in your living room with your other candles. The wicks are just black and burnt and sitting up, but you can put the top back on this and now it just looks like it's part of the decor because it is so modern, right? It just gives luxury. And the smell, it will literally light up 2 rooms at one time. And it's double wick, right? Double wick. This is what's coming. That is how you are going to bring the people in. So let's make note. Let's go on to another mistake, right? Not getting the support that we want when we launch. What else would be the cause of something like this not happening for us? Well, the biggest thing that makes people not want to support you is complaining about the people who aren't supporting you. Oh my gosh. Best friends. This right here is going to really strike a nerve because nothing irritates me more. Okay. Than a person who sits around and complains about who is not supporting them. I mean, do you think that complaining about people not supporting you is going to actually make people want to support you? I have the answer for you. Hell no. It's not. It's not. I want you to scroll down your page and I want you to delete any post that you've ever posted about people not supporting you. Because this is another form of begging, right? You ever see those people that are like, oh my gosh, I'm not on social media. I don't have time for social media. People are just so consumed with social media. Social media is not important to me. I have a real life outside of social media. Do you know that 99.9% of the people who post stuff like that, they want more traction on social media? Let me say that again. One of the things that I've learned from psychology is that people hate what they can't have. So the way that they cover up their insecurities and not getting what they want is by saying that it's not important to them because they don't have it, right? Okay. They kept saying, I don't want to be on Instagram. I have a life outside of Instagram. Well, you don't. I don't want those people in my business. I don't want to be on social media. Well, it's because no one is checking for you on social media. And if you were getting the results, if you were actually getting the results that you wanted on social media, you would be happy. You just don't know how to get it. And when you actually get it, your mindset is going to change. You know the people that say, oh, when I start making money, I'm not going and I'm not buying a fancy car. I'm not doing that. Oh, if I make money, I am definitely not going to buy a luxury pocketbook. I ain't spending my money on that. They crazy. People ain't got nothing to do with their money. I mean, why would you go do this? Why would you go do that? Right? Have y'all heard those people? Shout out to all my badge babes on here. I appreciate y'all. Have y'all heard people do that? And then what happens when they actually accomplish something that allows them to experience luxury? What happens when they actually accomplish something that allows them to experience the car that they wanted? What actually happens when they can go into the store and they can actually afford to treat themselves to something? You know what happens? They totally flake on all the shit that they said they wouldn't do. They start doing it. They realize that they were capping. All right? There was so much cap in a rap that they can't even believe it. You know, oh, I remember. Let me just tell you a quote that I heard. It says, if you never contradict yourself, it means you've never grown. If you've never contradicted yourself, you haven't grown. One more time. If you've never contradicted yourself, you haven't grown. Because there are people who sit back and they watch people. Oh, she buying that car. She buying that house. I would never. And then the moment they come into income that allows them the opportunity to buy designer, to take vacations, to go buy their dream car, they do it. Because people do what they can do. And they complain about what they can't do. People do what they can afford to do, and they complain about what they can't afford to do. So they'll complain when they see someone doing the things that they secretly desire until they're actually able to do it for themselves. And when they are finally able to do it for themselves, you will start to see them renege on everything that they said that they wouldn't do. And when you can afford to do it and you have a little more flexibility in your budget, let me just stress this. It's okay to treat yourself to nice things if you want to. Okay? It's okay to treat yourself and do things for yourself. But begging, let's get back to the point here. If you are complaining about people not supporting you, then they're not going to support you, because energy is contagious. And if you are coming from a negative space, and I want to give you all some homework, I want you to go down your Instagram feed right now. And if you have ever put up a post about people not supporting you, I want you to delete it. If you've ever complained about some haters or anything like that, I want you to delete it. If you've ever spoken about people who are, you know, not on your level and they don't deserve to be, you know, where they are or living the life that they're living, I want you to delete it. All right? Because the power of the tongue, I want to stress this, you will begin to attract exactly what you put out into the universe. The moment you begin to think it, the moment you begin to speak it, the moment you begin to resent other people, it becomes your reality, okay? So I want to stress this. If you've ever done any of those things, go delete that off your page right now, because you need to be attracting nothing but positive energy. And you need to be speaking nothing but life and abundance and what's to come and the people who are coming and the people who are going to be so excited about what you have to offer. Okay? This may be the thing that's affecting the lack of support that you're getting. All right, let's go to the next thing. Are you supporting people the way that you want people to support you? Woo! Listen, best friends, this the one. Mm-hmm. This is the one that gets people every single time. Are you really supporting people the way that you want people to support you? Let me scroll down your feed. Let me scroll down your feed and see. If I scroll down your page right now, shout out to everyone that's listening from Nigeria. I love Nigeria. Shout out to Nigeria. If I scroll down your feed right now, is there anyone else on your page that you are supporting outside of yourself? Hello. If I go to your stories, do you post people, other people, every day? Some of you all want support from people that you are not even willing to give. All right? If it's not about you, your business, shout out to Ghana. I love my people in Ghana. Shout out to all of my Ghana people who are tuning in. I love y'all, right? If you are not willing to support people the way you want to be supported, then you need to forget about it. And let me touch on another thing. Are you genuinely supporting people? Or are you supporting with an agenda? Now. Let's tap into that. Okay. Shout out to everyone who's listening from Trinidad. It is so easy to fake support with an agenda, okay? Meaning, I'm gonna play like her. I'm gonna play get cool with her. I'm gonna play support her because I am doing this in hopes that when it's my time to launch this thing that I'm launching in the next 60 days, then maybe she'll repost my thing too. All right. Or you support. And then the next thing you know, you're in someone's DM. Shout out to St. Lucia. All right. Listen, it's people from all over the globe in here. I appreciate you all tapping in with me right now. But when you are supporting, do you have an agenda behind it? Okay. Do you have an agenda behind it? So are you going to post my stuff 2 or 3 times and then you're going to slide into my DMs, you know, a week later and you're going to say, hey, can you post this for me? Oh, okay. That's why you wanted me to do it. I want you all to make sure that your intentions are in alignment. Because if your intentions are not in alignment, then people are going to see right through you. Check your intentions. And let me tell you one thing about me. If you don't check your intentions, especially dealing with me, I'm the type of person that I'm going to check your intentions for you. I have absolutely no problem redirecting people and letting them know that their intentions were not pure. I have absolutely no problem redirecting people and saying, hey, well, this is not how you do things. This is not how you do business. Oh, so you only wanted to connect because this is what you wanted to do. Oh, you only wanted to go live because you wanted to get in front of my audience. Oh, you only wanted to do this and collaborate so you can get some photos, some videos, some footage with me for your own personal gain. Oh, I see. So none of this is actually about me. All of this is about visibility for you. Okay? Make sure that we check the root of our intention. We live in a world where it is all about give and take, okay? But if you get to a place where every time you connect with someone, you have a hidden agenda behind you that they are not aware of, then guess what? you are going down the wrong path. And it's only a matter of time before you have the word clout chaser connected to your name. Because you run from person to person and person to person to person, and you have an agenda and you want to leverage people, because you really, the only true reason why people have to operate with this spirit is because they want to skip the steps. If you take the time and do the work and create the content and be yourself and add value and show up consistently, okay, then you will have the community that you want. You won't have to do any of the underhanded stuff. And let me give you all another tip. Sometimes people will respect you more if you just tell them straight up what you want. Okay? Shout out to my girl to Washington Casting Call that's on here. Okay? She casts for a ton of movies. HBO, reality TV, all this kind of stuff, right? Dude, can you imagine how many people pretend to be her friend because they're trying to get a role? Can you imagine how many people are following and liking and commenting because they have a dream of just being on TV and they have no genuine interest in her? Can you imagine how many people want to take you to coffee and lunch and dinner and she thinks that she's making new friends, but they're already aware that she could probably get them on television? Oh my God. And you think that you're building a relationship with people? Listen to me. Sometimes people will respect you more if you say, hey, I know you have this. What is your rate? How can we work together? Right? How can you help me? What is your fee? Can I consult with you? Do you have anything open? Right? Or I know you have a huge audience and I respect the platform that you build. What is your price for promo? Make it make sense. Some of you all have not realized that you can just be honest with people and tell them what you want. And you don't have to fake be a friend. You don't have to fake, you know, comment and like and try to build relationships. You can just say, hey, what's the price? Or is there a price? Is there a way that we can work together? I see you have a big audience. I'm really trying to grow my platform right now. What is the price for a post? I know that your platform is valuable. I know you work very, very hard to build it. Can I pay for a paid post? Let your intentions be right up front. So complaining and trying to guilt people into supporting you and complaining about the people who don't, you know what you're going to look like? You ever see someone lose and they start taking their helmet off and throwing it on the ground at a football game? You ever see that? You ever see like when you were young and you were at a football game and a person lost and they take their jersey off and they throw in their helmet? They're losers. 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 And they're having a breakdown. They're going through a rant because they have not developed the personality, the characteristics, the game plan, the strategy to win. And they're just complainers. So if you have anything on your page where you're complaining, I want you to go delete it right now. Okay? I want you to go delete it. Because this can possibly affect your launch. All right? And then the last thing I'm going to give you all right, before I go. Because this is the number one thing, all right? This is the number one thing that so many people don't want to admit to when it comes to why they don't have effective launches, right? Did you take the time to build the community? Did you? And if you've been following me for years, you have heard me talk about this over and over and over and over again. Did you actually take the time, best friend? Because the truth is, some people really just haven't discovered your greatness yet. It's not that your product isn't good. It's not that your service isn't reliable. It's not that your coaching community isn't getting the results. Have you actually taken the time to build a community? Now, let's talk about it. Would I come to the terms? And would I come to realization with when it comes to this? Okay. There are a few terms that really will dictate if you see the success or not. And the first term is going to be if you build that community. Okay. If you build that community. Okay. Did you really build that community? Now let's talk about what that looks like. Most of the time when we launch things prematurely and we do not get the results, best friend, it is because you just popped your behind online and you ready to run up a check, but you didn't run up the trust. You can't run up a check before you run up the trust. Damn, I hate to tell y'all the truth, but you can't run up the check until you run up the trust. Sorry. You can't run up the check until you run up the trust. You all don't want to take the time to build a trust with your audience. You don't want to be consistent. You don't want to show up every day. You start and you stop. You start and you stop. You post and you question yourself. You start and you stop. You on to the next business and then you done with that business. And then you on to this business and you on to that business. And then you doing this and then you doing that. And then they see you one day and they don't see you the next. And then you think they're going to spend money with you if you're going to disappear the way you disappear. You might disappear with their dollars the way you disappearing online. How do they trust you? Where is the trust? You can't run up the check. How you going to run a check up? How you gonna run a checkup where they don't trust you. They don't trust you. They don't trust you at all. And the truth is that until you start showing up consistently, until you start posting consistently, until you can log on live and just talk freely and be your damn self without a script, without being scared, without trying to read the damn sign that you got posted on your wall and you reading it like this and you looking and then you reading it and then you looking and then you reading it and then you looking and they sitting over here like, Lord have mercy, she reading, that's a script. Because you're not even confident in what you're selling. I could sit on here, I've been talking probably at this point for about 35, 45 minutes. This is not a script. This is what I know. I can teach because I've experienced it. And when we are flowing in our lanes, we are confident. And I'm not mumbling and jumbling and looking up. And I don't got notes that I wrote down because no. When I do decide to come on here, it's because I am in alignment and on assignment with what I'm supposed to do. I'm not coming on here every day with a tip because I ain't got a tip for you every day. The tip I got that's daily is keep working. That's the tip. Okay. But what I'm going to tell you all is you have to build a community. Some of you all have only been on social media for 6 months. You should have tagged 3 of your friends in this comment section. You ain't even invite them on here. Because I would have ate you and them up at this point. Because you're not being consistent. Right? You're not even being yourself. You don't want to go live. You don't want to talk to people. You don't want them to know who you are. Right? You don't want to know any of those things. You don't want to do it. You want to skip the steps. So when you don't take the time to build a community, oh, nobody's following me. I can't get to 10K. I'm so sick of y'all. I can't get to 10K. I want to get to 10K. How do I double my followers? Oh, 10K. How did you build your brand to 200 or 300,000 followers, Ronnie? I've only been on this shit for 11 years. I mean, goddamn. I've only put up 10,000 posts. Let me see how many you put up. Oh, 500. You want 10,000. choosing posts results with 500 posts.
Okay.
Go to hell. You expect to get the results that I have and I've accomplished over the course of 10 years in 3 months? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. And I'm sitting here like, okay, the math is not mathing, baby. The math is not mathing. If you go look in that little left-hand corner, it says that I put up probably, let me see. Let me give y'all the exact number, right? The exact number is 10,300 pieces of content. You can't even create 5 pieces for Monday through Friday. But you are trying to figure out why somebody else doing this? Why somebody else making this? You don't think that I deserve to make 7 figures after I done created 10,000 pieces of content? God damn, that's a lot of content. The math is not mathing for you because you are delusional. And I want to help you all get out of this space and free yourselves because no one's going to tell you the truth. You want to be a millionaire. Are you willing to create 10,000 pieces of content? I ain't say 10. I ain't say 100. I didn't say 1,000. Are you willing to create 10,000 pieces of content? Because the girls like to do the math, but the math doesn't math when they do it. Because we're not being realistic. You have to show up every day for your brand. I'm showing up. I'm willing to put up 10,000 pieces of content. I'm willing to do that because I've done it. And I'm willing to do it consistently on the go. I don't care if I'm in my car. It's going up. Y'all gonna see me. Y'all gonna know I'm coming back. Y'all gonna have something to look forward to tomorrow. Have you built a community? Stop lying to yourself. You haven't. You've only been on here for a year. You've only been consistent for 3 months. Have you been on here for 3 years? No, you have to put in the work. Now, if you're not willing to do the work, there's a price you're going to have to pay. Because I always tell you all that there are absolutely 2 ways that you can grow. You can either do the work and you create quality content and you will get the attention because you're adding value to people's lives. See, the easiest way to get attention and to get visibility is by providing value and creating value 24/7. If you're adding value and you're helping people grow, then you are going to keep people's attention. And if you cannot organically do that, then you got to pay to play. Right? And that's when you start having to pay your way. But the thing about paying your way is when you pay your way versus actually creating valuable content and solution-based content and making a difference and, you know, impacting people's lives, it's really different. Because when you start paying to play, you don't get the trust. And the way that the money and the chips are going to fall is going to be different. Because when people actually trust you, they spend money with you. They'll listen to you and they'll look at you when they like you. But when they trust you, they spend money with you. Let me say that again. When people like you, they will listen to you and they will look at you. But when they actually trust you, they will buy from you. All right? I want you all to just drop an emoji in the chat. If you ever bought something from me in any company that I have, just an emoji, okay? I want you all to just get a peek at what trust looks like. Drop an emoji, okay? An emoji. Any kind of emoji in this chat. If you've ever purchased something from me, right? And we went over how we build the trust. We build the trust by showing up consistently. We build the trust by solving problems. We build the trust by engaging, responding to comments, to messages. And we build the trust by even responding with messages by audio, right? So people can know that we're present, right? We build trust by delivering products and services on time. We build trust by continuing to show people that we value them as customers. We build trust by looking at the long haul versus the short term, right? We build trust by being consistent with what we offer. If we're selling something different every time people turn around and we're no longer selling the thing that, you know, we were initially selling, then the trust is not built. If you all look at this chat right now, there are hundreds of people that are putting emojis in this chat because they've purchased from me. And let me tell you what that means, because this isn't about me, guys. This is about you all. This means that they trust me. And once people get to a place in their lives and in their businesses, when they actually trust you, they will continue to come to you first. And this is how you begin to create the golden tree for your business. And the golden tree is you're the trunk. And then all the different things that you begin to create, they become the branches of that tree. And because they trust the trunk, they're willing to go out and try those different things, right? So I am the trunk. And from the trunk, what do we have? We have the Girl CL podcast. How many of you all listen to the Girl CL podcast? Comment in the chat with a emoji if you do, all right? We have Herlistic, which is a plant-based beauty and wellness product line, all right? How many of you all have purchased it? Comment in the chat if you have. Some of you all are current customers that are on here now, right? We have CEO Society, which is the top platform for entrepreneurs right now. Some of you all were a part of my Girl CEO community, and when we migrated and turned it into CEO Society, you all came right over with no problem because the trust was there and you knew that you would get the information and the education that you actually wanted, right? And as I grow, the brand rehab, right? Shout out to my employees that are on here. Shay, shout out to Shay. Shay runs the warehouse, y'all. You all are continuing to support. But once you have the trust, people will come to you before they go to other people. So I want you all to know and understand, when you are talking about not getting the results, the conclusion today is, have you built the community? Many people have not. And then they attempt to get frustrated, or they have a goal to borrow other people's influence. They are so anxious to get in front of other people's audiences because they don't want to do the work, or they try to buy their way to the top, paying thousands and thousands of dollars to stand beside influential people to borrow their influence. But the thing that many people don't realize, even with that, is that when you're borrowing other people's influence, their audience will never have the same trust with you that they have with them, because they've nurtured, because they've poured, because they've shown up, right? So you have to continue to do the work, all right? All right, y'all, I'm out of here. I hope that you learned so much from this live today, okay? I hope you learned. Make sure y'all text me. I'm gonna put my number here. Shoot me a text. Let me know if you learned something from this live. Go ahead and text me. Let me know right now, okay? If you learned something, shoot me a text at 202-410-2903. I'm going to pin this right here. Just text me. Let me know one thing. One thing that you got from this live, what it did for you, okay? Make sure y'all are also following Herlistic. Y'all know our new candles launched this weekend on Friday, 12 p.m. These are limited edition. We have a new scent. Our eucalyptus is our new scent as well. So it's going to be really nice. Make sure y'all follow us. If you're watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, make sure you check out Herlistic at www.shopherlistic.com. And to all of my students who have worked with me in the brand rehab program, in my 6-week cohort, shout out to Delaney. I want to celebrate some of y'all real quick. Delaney doing over 50,000 miles a month. All right. My speech therapy expert who is now went from $2,000 a month to $70,000 a month in her business after working with me. I'm so freaking proud of you. Shop London Grace Official. She flew down to work with me. We set up her business, okay? And her business is booming and exploding. I talked to her last month and she's like, Ronnie, we made more money than we've ever made. And things are just exploding. I'm excited. I'm proud of you. Let me see. Untaxed Confidential came in, flew in from Atlanta to have a VIP day with me. Shout out to you. I'm so proud of your business as well. Make sure y'all follow them. Untaxed Confidential. Love what they're doing. The Kate Canvas Studio. She's on here. Another one of my students. Her brand is exploding. We actually created the name of that brand and we revamped her entire business. Her content is so lit on social media right now. It is just going crazy. Every time I'm on my Explore page, I'm seeing you. She just commented, she said, Ronnie, my business is thriving. So I'm excited for y'all. I can't wait to see where everything continues to go. And last but not least, a lot of y'all have been hitting me up about being a part of the CEO Society. Right now, our enrollment is closed, but I want you to go to join CEO Society. That's our Instagram page. And you can get on the wait list. That is where all of my monthly community happens. You can get on our wait list. We are opening up our wait list very soon. So you don't want to miss out. All right. All right. I love y'all. Have a great day. Thank you to all my badge babes. Let me make sure I shout y'all out. All right. Leisha Gifted, Kirby Danny, Vision Board, I Am Shimon's, Carl Cream, Rometta. I appreciate you, Rometta. You always show up. Kata DeJour, Kizordi K, and the Washington Casting. Thank you all for buying badges. I never ask, but you all always just show love and just let me know that you appreciate the content so much. And it means the world to me. So I love y'all. Bye.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.